Hello, everybody at Lit. Well, first things first, I'd like to apologize for my absence from Lit of late. I came down with quite a bad cold and completely lost my voice, so you can probably understand it would have kind of been hard for me to really make any more stories. Anyway, it's all back now, so thank you. To everybody who's sent in such wonderful feedback and story requests and all that. I know probably a lot of you out there think I've totally forgotten about your requests, and that's probably fairly justified. I haven't, though. I have an enormous list. I've got your email address written down and your name, so that I'll let you know when your story's done, but I don't live alone, so it's kind of hard to find the time to always do these. And I'm a pretty busy kind of a person anyway, so yeah, I'll do my best. I will eventually get there, don't worry about that. You might be old and grey by the time that happens, but sorry, I'll get there. Anyway, something else I thought I'd just clear up. Something I've been asked quite a bit. So I thought, what the hell, I just put it out there so everybody knows now. A lot of people wanted to know how old I was. Well, I am the ripe old age of 23. Yes, incidentally, 24 in about a month's time. So, actually, no, it's more like a month and a half's time. But, anyway, yeah, the people who I told about that seem to be quite surprised, so either I must sound incredibly young or incredibly old. I don't know which is worse, but oh well. Yes, that's how old I am. Anyway, I'm really waffling on now, so I apologize. My story, this story rather, is for a very, very special, very sweet girl who has written to me quite a lot, and who I really, really, really appreciate emails and support from. This is her request, and I hope I can make it good for her and for everyone else. I hope you guys all enjoy it. So, yeah, I hope you like this. Alright, well, I'm driving in my rented car from the airport, and as I'm driving down the freeway, my mind goes back to about 16 years before, because you see, I'm back into my hometown on business, and I really haven't been back here for about 16 years now. I grew up in this town, and I moved away once I finished school and got a job in the big city, and never really looked back. But all these years, especially in the moments where I just could sit with myself and think about my life and where it had been and where it was going, one thing kept coming back to kind of haunt me. You see, you were my best friend for so long. All through school, we stuck by each other through thick and thin, and we had such a fantastic time, and all these years later, I've always wondered, should I have tried to take our relationship to the next step? I had a whole string of crushes on you, but I always tried to hide them for the sake of our friendship. I didn't want to ruin anything. I didn't want it to become awkward. But now, it's so strange that I've managed to try and keep those thoughts and feelings out of my head, burying myself in work and sport, sort of a social life. And now, 16 years later, I'm back in our hometown and just driving down these old familiar roads is bringing back all these memories. I see landmarks and spots that we used to hang out at, things we've done come flooding back to our memory as I see various things around this town. And I start to wonder, is it too much to hope that maybe you still live here? Maybe I can... Do I dare to go and knock on your door? And I know I haven't got any business to attend to until the following day, and it's only sort of late to the mid-afternoon, so I've got enough time to see if maybe you still live here. I think about calling, but I know that you've probably changed your number since then, and I decide to go and just drive up to your old house and see, just maybe you'll still be there. I can't believe it, but as I'm driving down your street, so many memories are coming back to me that I just start to shake a little bit and tremble. I'm so nervous. I can't really explain it, but just having not seen you for so long has made me kind of nervous. Have you changed? Have I changed? Will we still hit it off like we used to? Will we still be able to pick up where we left off? I'm kind of cursing myself now for letting you drift away easily, the stupidest thing I've ever done in my life. And that's saying something, because I've done a few pretty stupid things. Well, I pull up outside your driveway, and the garage door is shut, so I don't know if that means there's a car in there or there's nobody at home, but it's worth a try. House still looks fairly similar. So I knock on the door somewhat fearfully, heart in my mouth, and step back, trying to look very cool and collected, like I have the situation in hand and I'm not feeling anything. And I hear footsteps inside, so I know someone's home. And it sort of hits me like a bolt of lightning that I could be about to see the person who's meant more to me, whether they knew it or not, than anybody else in my life. And as the door opens, I just stand there and have to catch myself from gasping, because firstly, you're standing there just like I hoped you would be. Secondly, you are just as beautiful as I ever remember you. I know memories have a tendency to become blurred and exaggerated sometimes over time, but I think if anything, I didn't remember how beautiful you were, because you're standing there and you look at me, and I know you obviously know who it is, and you burst out in this incredibly radiant smile. And you just step across the threshold and throw open your arms, and I just take you into my arms and give you the longest hug. And we just start to chat. Of course, you bring me inside and pour me a drink, and we just start to talk, and it's incredible. It's like I never left. It's like it is all those years ago, and we're still in high school, and we're still dealing with all the problems and pressures that you faced growing up. And here we are all these years later. And somehow the connection's still there. As we chat, I try not to make it obvious that I'm trying to just etch every aspect of your beauty into my mind. And I'm more than once our eyes meet, and just that meeting sends this electric shock through me. I can't explain, but it's there nonetheless. Well, we talk and talk about everything and nothing and everything in between for hours, and it's getting dark, and I say that I probably should be going, and you tell me not to be silly, that obviously I have to stay for dinner. And I sort of smile and laugh and graciously try and, in what I hope is graciously anyway, accept your invitation. And you disappear into the kitchen, so I follow you in there and help you get dinner ready. It's a wonderful meal, and again we catch up on the last 16 years, and then the conversation works around to something that, although I can't explain it, has my heart in my mouth once again, because I ask you if you're seeing anybody, or in fact if you're married. And once again, to my great surprise, you answer no to both of those questions. I find it incredibly hard to believe that, as gorgeous and incredible as you are, you're still single. But there you are, in all your beauty, to prove it. Well, yeah, finished dinner, and you bring us a couple of glasses of wine, and we start just sipping that and sitting on the couch in the living room there. And I don't know whether it's the wine or the lateness or what exactly, but we start to remember and recall various parts of our friendship and growing up that I suppose wouldn't be the first thing you talk about when seeing an old friend, about times we almost saw each other naked, or various mishaps and exploits with past boyfriends and girlfriends, things like that. And as I look at you beaming and smiling at me, I'm finding it so hard not to just reach across and pull you into my arms and kiss you. But there's that old fear that for so many years I didn't want to destroy the best thing I had going for me, that I never said anything. And yet I've realized that I just got up and I left all that anyway. So despite my best efforts, I still wrecked it all. But it kind of turns out that maybe I haven't. Maybe I haven't missed my opportunity after all. So deciding that I've lived this moment over in my head enough times that I would never forgive myself if I didn't just go for broke, I took a rather big swallow of wine and kind of moved a little closer to you on the couch. Look deep into your eyes, and I think you may have have sensed what I was going to say, because you just looked back into my eyes with the faintest hint of a smile playing around your lips. And as I'm opening my mouth to ask you, maybe, just maybe, do you feel the same way about me? You just lean in and kiss me. And the emotion and the feeling behind that I experience at that moment is amazing. I can't describe how it feels, but I kiss you back with everything I've got. I wrap my arms around you and pull you tight and just kiss you and kiss you some more. We break the kiss and look into each other's eyes, and the connection there is so strong that I realize you must have felt the same way about me. We don't need to explain to each other. We don't need to tell each other what's happened and why we're doing this. We know already. We just collapse back into each other's arms. I lie back on the couch and pull you down on top of me, so you're resting on top of me now. Wrap my arms around you and just kiss you. And kiss you like there's no tomorrow. I'm trying to make up for 16 years of wondering what if. And in all that time, during my wildest fantasies, I never could have imagined it would feel anything like this. This is incredible. As I kiss you more passionately, I start to let my tongue massage your lips. Wow, I've dreamed so often about how this would feel, but I'm still having trouble coming to terms with the fact that I'm actually doing it. And as I feel you pressing back against me, your tongue starting to caress my lips and work its way into my mouth, the feeling is just amazing, because I know you're feeling the same thing. I start to let my hands wander over your back and down over your ass and down your thigh and back up again. You start to make little soft moaning noises. They're so sweet and so sexy. It's turning me on so much. I know you can feel how hot I am underneath you as you're lying on top of me, because you start to sort of rock and move yourself, pressing your sort of crotch and your tummy onto my painfully hard cock. Wow. I start to kiss my way to your cheek and exploring other areas of your face, and then I just get drawn back to kiss you on the lips. Your eyes are closed and you're softly sighing. Still not quite believing what's happening, you sit up and pull me to a sitting position Now you're sitting on my lap with your legs wrapped around me, and you get this devilish, crazy look in your eye that I've seen before. And this time it's kind of half that and half this raw, passionate desire. And you just grab my shirt by the collar and totally rip it open. All the buttons go flying off. I don't care. I can get more shirts. And then you press me back down and start kissing your way down my chest. Oh, wow. You pin my arms down with one hand, and the other hand you start to undo my belt buckle, kissing your way around the waistband of my underwear. I lift up my hips to help you get better access, and you pull my slacks and pants down, boxers down to about my knees somewhere, and then sort of don't bother about them. You can see how hot I am. My cock is now finally let free, and it's standing up straightish, sort of leaning back towards my tummy. And then you take your free hand that's not holding me and wrap your fingers around it and slowly start to work your hand up and down, gently masturbating me. Whoa. Oh. Wow. That's amazing. I start to butt my hips up against your hand. And you know I'm probably not that far away from orgasm, so you stop working on my cock and start kissing my thighs and kissing my balls, gently massaging them, working your kisses up the inside of my thigh and up across my tummy and up to my chest and then finally back to my lips. Oh, that's it. I can't take this anymore. I take your hand and lift it off my arms and sit up. This time I pick you up in my arms and lay you down quite rapidly on the couch. Your long, beautiful hair, all tasseled and a mess, partially covering your face. And I reach down and grab your shirt and do likewise to you as you just did to me, tearing off all your buttons and throwing it open to expose your beautiful white bra, lacy bra there, holding those delicious breasts. I kiss my way down between them and reach under you. I lift you up, holding you in one arm, and unsnap your bra, tossing it onto the floor. Wow. So many times I'd imagined making love to you in so many different ways, but I never imagined the raw heat or need or desire and passionate pleasure that we'd get on our first time. I start to massage your breasts, kissing the nipples and kissing my way down between them, up to your chest and then back down to your tummy. I come to the waistband of your skirt. And I let my tongue disappear as far as I can underneath it, making you moan and thrust your hips up to meet me. That's it. I've got to see this. I have dreamed and imagined you for so long, what you would look like naked, to be able to kiss you and hold you all over. Oh, I can't wait. I grab the hem of your skirt and yank it down quickly, revealing those lacy, sheer-cut little panties. slide my fingers into the waistband, and as I pull them down rather slowly and tantalizingly, I start kissing my way down just above the waistband of them. As they're coming down, kissing my way down the top of your crotch, and finally I can smell your arousal as your pussy comes into view. Oh my God. I can't believe my lips are just about to touch your pussy lips. I lean in and press my lips to your lips, letting my tongue part your lips and working its way in deep into your pussy. Oh, you feel so warm and wet. Oh, baby. You start to moan and I start to work my tongue in harder and faster, licking all your juices and letting it cover my face, kissing my way from thigh to thigh, then back down your slit, working my way up to your clit. Oh. I reach down and run my hand, starting at your calves, your sexy smooth calves on your legs, up your thighs, with the most tantalizingly light, sexy touch, until I almost reach your pussy. Then I run my hands back down your thighs with a much more forceful, firm massaging stroking technique. You're starting to moan really loud now. I'm starting to softly say my name. Oh, that's it. I want you. I want you so much. I look up into your eyes and I tell you, I want you. I need you. I want you now. I want to be inside you. I can't wait any longer. Oh, you say, take me, baby. I need you now. Take me now. Oh, that's it. I part your legs and kicking off my jeans and my underwear, I kneel between your legs on the couch there and taking your hips and your ass in my hands, I lift you up so that your pussy is poised right there against my cock. I glance down and the side of my cock there just touching your pussy lips is all it takes, and I thrust forward, pulling you into me. Oh, you sink down all the way onto my cock. Oh my God. Oh baby, that is amazing. I mean, you feel so amazing. I pull myself back out and then thrust back in. Oh, back out and back in, back and forth. Oh, you are starting to moan and groan. I just can't. I can't take it much longer. Oh, the look of you there, lying on your back. Your breasts bouncing to my rhythm. Your eyes closed. Your mouth half open, moaning my name. Your hair falling everywhere. Your hands one tweaking your nipple, the other one playing with your clit. Oh, wow. I'm getting very close. I know you are too, because I can feel you clenching your pussy around my cock. Then I get an idea. So, quickly, slide out of you. And you look at me questioningly. And I lift you up and pull you to your feet. And then I pull you down so that you're kneeling on the floor and bent over the couch. I part your legs and work my way in between your knees. Once again, place the head of my cock between your pussy lips, this time from behind. This time I can wrap my arms around you. I can hold your breasts in my hand, kiss your neck. Oh. And whisper in your ear as we come together. I slide in once more. Oh. Oh. I start working my way in and out, building up a steady rhythm. Oh, baby. It won't be long. Oh, you're thrusting your ass against me. I feel it pressing up against my crotch. I pull you up so you're up into an upright position. Your back pressed into my chest. My arms playing with your breasts, teasing your nipples, kissing my way up your neck. Oh, so close. Kissing your cheek. I'll whisper in your ear, baby, I'm gonna come. Come with me. Come with me, baby. Oh. You turn back and your lips meet mine and you say, I'm gonna come too. I'm almost there. You're thrusting. I'm thrusting into you and you're thrusting back against me. Oh, baby. I'm almost there. Almost there. Oh, baby. Oh, come with me. Oh, baby. Oh, baby, I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, baby. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, come with me. Oh. After all these years, I finally made love to you. Wow. We're still kissing. Our lips are still pressed together as we sigh into each other's mouths. Finally, we break the kiss. I slide out of you. You look at me. We share this knowing smile. We know that there is so much more that we can do with each other. You lead me by the hand to your bedroom. Instead of walking in front of me, checking out you. But, oh my God, it's still driving me crazy, and I've just come. I can see. My cum dripping out of you, starting to run down your thigh. With that in mind, when we reach your bed, I whisk you off your feet. You give a surprised little squeal. I gently plunk you down onto the bed and climb up, gently parting your legs, and start cleaning you up, kissing my way up your thigh, licking you and kissing you, cleaning my cum off the inside of your thigh and your pussy. Once you're all silky smooth and wet and clean again, I kiss my way up to your mouth. I sort of collapse on top of you and roll. So we're face to face on our sides, and we share a long, deep, passionate kiss, tasting each other's juices on our lips, in our mouths. Finally, I reach down and pull the covers up, pull you back into my arms, give you one long, last goodnight kiss that lasts until we fall asleep in each other's arms, our lips pressed together. And just as I'm drifting off to sleep, I can feel myself starting to formulate a plan about how that I have to call in sick tomorrow. Now that I'm telling my company that they're going to have to relocate me to come and live in this town, because I gave you up once and somehow I got a second chance. There is no way I'll give you up again. Well, thank you everyone for listening. I hope you like that. And thank you to all the requests and the comments. Please keep them coming. I love every one of them. I'll for those of you who leave an email address, I'll do my best to write back to every single one of you. So thank you very much. And